Governor Bobby Jindal's budget is $24.7 billion in size. One-time funds make up only $424 million of it, but last year the budget's use of one-time funds was smaller than that, and those funds not coming through were partially to blame for mid-year budget cuts. Christy Nichols is Jindal's commissioner of the Division of Administration and in charge of presenting the budget to the legislature. She defends the use of one-time funds.
We also don't think it's prudent to make deeper cuts that are unnecessary when additional dollars are available.
Commissioner Nichols said that removing the $424 million would lead to a 19% reduction of the higher education budget. She says all funds and expenditures are one-time because the legislature remakes the budget every year. But some legislators use the term one-time when referring to money that's not a perennial guarantee. Speaker Chuck Cleckley, who Jindal picked to shepherd his agenda last year, questioned the use of one-time funds.
I've been here a year as speaker, and we've been through some very tough times in this last year. I don't want to come back again and face some of the tough cuts that had to be made, and none of us do here. And I just want to be cautious as we move forward in the budgeting process with any of these type contingencies.
Cleckley has sided with Jindal on many issues in the past, but regarding the governor's fiscal plan, it seems to have lost his appetite for budget cuts.
We've bottomed out,
Cleckley says. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.